Oh my god. This girl straight in, this girl not. Remember that churned on TikTok?
Yeah.
I do. Is that the actual words to that song?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that they used the song.
Oh. I thought it was like a took the words and I flipped it type shit. Mm. It definitely wasn't. Also, what is your phone case? That's the most craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Sorry, I just caught a glimpse of that.
It's okay. It's kind of like a funny haha, but like it's Rode came out with a phone case that holds their lip gloss.
Oh, wow.
But in the pictures
late
of it.
Late stage capitalism at its finest.
But when you look at it straight on, you're like, oh, whatever. Look at it from the side. It's so fucking thick.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you know what it reminds me of?
I'm scared I'm going to get carpal tunnel.
It reminds me of when you go into a gynecologist and there's like a diagram on the wall and it's like showing like the canal of the vagine and like how like a pap smear works. It's like, that's what that looks like.
That's so funny. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Society 97. I'm Kellen.
And I'm Emily, and let's get into another episode.
That's
They're like,
fucking
this
hilarious.
Is how we insert an IUD, and then like it's like that.
Yeah.
Tunnel.
Well, okay, it came in yesterday. It was like,
is it just like a PR thing that they're running? Like a
it's like a limited time thing that they're doing.
Gotcha.
And it was like $35. Like, it wasn't expensive, but
for a phone case? Yeah. You paid $35?
I didn't pay $35 for it. Are you joking? I didn't pay for it.
I was like, you know, it's not that expensive. I was like, $35. I'm like, for a rubber phone case?
Yeah, but I feel like phone cases are expensive as fuck. Like,
did
an OtterBox is like
the
six
lip gloss at least?
I think you could or could not. I don't know. This is an old one. He didn't put a new one in there, but
that's so funny.
I literally told him, jokingly, like,
yeah,
I don't know, she like came out with it, whatever, and like the way that she was like holding it and whatever, it looked kind of cute, and yeah. I was like, oh my god, I want that. So he was like, okay. And he bought it, and then it showed up yesterday, and he came over, he was like, I got you something. It was a Rode box, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he opened it up, didn't even let me open it, and took my phone and put it on, and I was like,
nice.
And like, thank you, it was so sweet.
Yeah.
But this, I think I'm gonna get carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
My hand is so wide on it. I'm so afraid I have to use two hands.
That's how my phone honestly is all the time, because I have like the Pro Max or whatever. It's too big.
Like this, and I'm like been trying to figure out like a fun way to hold it, because honestly, like, it looks obnoxious.
Yeah.
For sure. But realistically, it's actually like,
it's not a bad idea.
No. Like, it's actually convenient, because I always want a lip gloss with
yeah.
me. And I always, like, I use Rode lip gloss all the time.
Yeah.
And like,
it just looks crazy.
Exactly, 100%. But like, I never have pockets or anything.
Yeah.
So like, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it definitely fits into my life, but
yeah.
it doesn't fit into my hand.
Yeah.
Because I'm not quite sure how to like hold it. I've tried every direction,
mm-hmm.
and like, I'm right hand dominant, but then like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've
gotten really dependent on the pop socket to hold my phone with like my two fingers, because without that, my phone genuinely is too big. Like,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't use one hand. There's no way. It's fucking huge.
Yeah, no, I don't have room
so, like,
for a pop
socket.
If I
didn't have this thing, I couldn't like scroll on my
There's
phone.
There's no way. Like, I mean,
it's
I guess
too
like,
big.
Yeah. And I was trying to even like, yeah, put my finger like underneath like the
yeah.
lip gloss, like hold it. It's just, I don't know. And he was like laughing too when he put it on.
Yeah.
He's like, you're never going to use this shit. And I was like, honestly, I feel like it makes sense for like a time that I can't have my purse. Because
yeah.
like, this is inside of here. It's like almost like
hollow,
kind of, yeah, it's like graded, but like
oh.
I could like put a card or something back here, because it's not like solid.
It looks like very 3D printed.
Yeah, it looks like they use it, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah,
but like I could easily put something back there,
mm-hmm.
and like not have to have my purse with me.
Yeah,
but on like a day-to-day practicality type thing, I don't think so. But
Haley, you missed with this one.
Yeah, I know it was so sweet though.
Yeah,
but honestly, since you got it for me, I'm gonna use it for right now.
Yeah, totally.
Whatever.
I just like caught my eye, because I was like, what the fuck
it's
is that?
Massive.
Yeah.
But I mean, it has to hold a lip gloss, so.
Yeah. There you go.
Here we are.
Women in STEM, people.
I'm not mad about it, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also needed a new phone case, because I like sir, I need a new which one is why so this also this lip gloss looks like fucking dog shit. It has like pet marks all mm-hmm. over it, because like I don't know, a month ago I was like, oh, I'm just gonna serve instead of bartend today, and I was like, that'd yeah be fun. And then I put it in my apron, and then now my phone case has like pen marks all over it. Mm. And so does this lip gloss. And so regardless, I needed a new phone case. And I also think that that was his like thought process of like, because I was saying how I need a new phone case because I was like covered in pen marks.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, Rode came out with one to hold your lip gloss.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh
yeah,
I'm gonna perfect be a sweet angel boy and get it for you. But it's so aggressive. So aggressively big. It kind of looks like one of those like ergonomic like mouses.
Yeah. Yeah. My mouse is like very rounded shaped like that, except my mouse is this way. It's like ergonomic, but instead of this with your wrist, you hold it this way.
Yeah.
And the clicks are like here, and it is life-changing, let me tell you.
Well, I told Kern, I was like, I think I'm gonna get carpal tunnel. So
yeah, well, it's 100% from my phone mm-hmm. and from using the trackpad on a laptop has mm. given me arthritis in my wrist so bad.
I've actually thought about that, about getting a mouse for my laptop.
It makes such a difference, but I don't like using a mouse on my laptop unless I have a wireless keyboard as well. Because I don't like using the keyboard on the laptop then using the mouse. Like, it's awkward. So I like when the keyboard and the mouse are, like, side by side with one another, not, like, I don't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. No, I feel like our whole generation is going to have, like, fucked up hands and wrists and necks and like heads. Like sometimes, like I really feel like I'm getting a divot in my head from my headphones.
I get like my neck hurts because I'm like looking down too long.
Same.
And also, like, I've been like, oh, I guess I haven't said this on the podcast, but like I'm back in school, and like so all my like I like sit like this, and I'm like yeah. a hunchback, like on the computer, like hours upon hours, and I just feel like
you need to get that speaking of ergonomic, you need to get an ergonomic desk chair.
I've been thinking about that because I have to make like little desk spot, because curling up on my couch like the hunchback of Notre Dame is just mm-hmm. no longer working for my neck, my headaches, like my back,
yeah,
and my ass hurts. And also I just feel like
pussy and that crack,
yeah, literally all of it. And I just feel like at some point it's just like not productive because I start just getting uncomfortable.
Yeah,
so I don't know. But you have a cool chair, and I thought about, did you get that off Amazon?
I did. No, I got it off of Amazon because I saw it on TikTok so many times.
Yeah.
And then it's like it's technically like an ergonomic desk chair, and it has like a pull out footrest so you can sit like that or like whatever. Because I sit like, I have very much like odd ways that I sit while I'm working all day. One of my favorites is like I take one leg and I like put it like this. And I sit like this for like hours, and then until my foot falls asleep. And then sometimes I'll sit like this, where it's like I lean forward and I like wrap my legs sideways, but I like put this one behind this, and then I sit like this. But that chair is great because you can kind of just do a million different things. But I will say, the only thing I don't like, the arms don't raise or lower or move. Mm. So like if you want to sit crisscross applesauce, you have to like scooch forward for your knees to have room, because
the arm butterflied up.
Right. Yeah, because the arm is in the way, because it has like a front and a back part of it, so you can't just like swivel it out of the way. And I hate that. And I hate that the arm doesn't raise, because when I'm sitting, my desk, for my legs to fit under it comfortably, has to be a bit higher than the arm of the chair. So then my hand is like this instead of parallel, and it's just a bit awkward. But it was also like $99. So.
Right. Like, you pay for like if you would have done like a little upgrade, maybe $200, yeah, you could have some better features.
I will say though that like I haven't had any back pain at all when I sit in that thing. Mm. And like when I'm at my job and I sit in the desk chairs that we have, which are really nice, like Herman Miller chairs, my upper back and my neck hurt the whole entire day.
No, our ones at work hurt so bad. Like our desk chairs, and like what if I'm doing like office stuff, like I was yesterday morning for like couple hours, and like these chairs fucking suck. Like I don't know how my boss sits in here for literally 8 hours a day. But also I've realized that they're just like so old and so overused that like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter how nice of a chair that they were, they're just like over, like they just gotta,
yeah,
we need some new ones. But
they're past their prime.
Yeah, no, I think about that often, how I need to get a ergonomic desk chair, because I think that that is going to be a game changer for studying. Yeah. Also I it's not gonna make me want to fall asleep.
No, yeah, and it's like the room I have like our office in, we have like that little baby couch or whatever, And so what's nice about that chair is like, because it has a footrest and it can like recline, so you can also use it as like a functional. It's fucking ugly because it's a desk chair, but you can really use it as like, if you have three people down there and you don't have to cramp up on like a little love seat, three people.
You got some like room.
Yeah. But sometimes when I'm working, I'll just like turn it around and watch the TV and like put my legs up. I'm like laying back and with my laptop here. And so, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of nice.
It is nice. It's a good little purchase and I like it enough, you know?
I like it enough. I know. Yeah. So that's the thing is I need to create a space for like work, because I love how like you and your roommate have like an area that's dedicated to work, and like your desks are like cute and makes sense, and like all the things that I've been thinking about, that I'm like, I need a spot like that just feels like work, because I feel like that really helps like your psyche.
It does. Like after my like last apartment, and like having, I mean, I didn't have a choice because I didn't have enough space to separate it, but like having my desk in the middle of my living room and my kitchen was just fucking terrible, and like the most distracting thing.
You're always there.
Yeah, it's like you can never just turn it off. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to just bring your laptop like over to your couch, and then that becomes like just a bad cycle of like, I'm in a sitting weird, I'm not really inspired or whatever. So yeah, that was like a big like ticket item in terms of like places that we wanted to get. I was like, I need a place, because I work from home like 99% of the time. So it's like, I need a like an office, like a true office. And I'm like trying to do a lot more creative stuff. So like, I need a place that feels like inspiring and like makes me like want to do new things, or like, I don't know, think of like creative projects or whatever. And so like, yeah, it's been really nice.
Well, you need a place to work that's not your bed, because that's the one thing that's like been a problem for me is like, I purposely do not do any schoolwork in my bed, because I feel like that's like starts a bad cycle. And then also like that's a place of sleep. So like, I'm very big on like, I literally only use that to like get changed and sleep in my room. Like, I have a TV in there, but I genuinely don't even use it to watch TV, because I feel like your psyche starts to realize like, oh, this is a place you can like stay up and hang out. Yeah. And, like, whatever. So I try to just make it about sleeping in my room. But like, yeah, waking up and like going to the couch, because that's the only place I have right now to like do work, is like,
that's how I was, and it becomes so like depressing.
Yeah. And also like today this morning when I did that, I woke up, I went and made some breakfast, and then sat on my couch and accidentally fell asleep for an hour, even though I just woke up, because it was like, oh, I got comfy and like I had my laptop like right here and I was doing stuff, and then fell asleep, and then I woke up, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So then I had to go to a coffee shop so I could like sit there and like force myself to do work.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's, I feel like having that space is like super important.
It really is. And honestly, like my room at my new house is so small, and it's like definitely the smallest bedroom I've ever had, which is like such a privileged thing to say. I'm like, oh, my own bedroom is so tiny. My own bathroom is so small, and my own closet. And some people I know are living in like a studio apartment. Like, fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, my whole house is 400 square feet. Like, whatever. But it is really small, and there's literally nothing in there. Like, there's not room for anything besides my bed. And like, at first I was like, God, this fucking sucks, because I'm so used to having like a apartment that like the entirety is 700 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that in my head is like my room. But then like having this and it only being my bed has been actually like the biggest blessing, because like the same thing, it's like a place to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such like positive vibes in there, because like I don't take any of the day into it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like I've never even brought my laptop up into my room, I don't think, ever. I don't have any technology in there besides like my projector, which I watch like 2 episodes of a show and then I go to sleep. Like,
right, that's, but for you, that's like your wind down time anyway. Yeah. So like your brain already knows like that's
right. My phone's on do not disturb. Mm-hmm. I just do like that for like literally like 45 minutes and then it's like asleep. Right. And then if I'm not ready for bed, I don't go up there yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's like when I went from my apartment to my house, that was the biggest thing that I was so thankful for, was like having a living room and a room that are separate. Because like even in a 1-bedroom apartment, yes, they're separate, but it's really not. Like you're staring at your bed the whole time. You're
on the couch. Like if you can see your bed from your couch, it's your room. The whole thing's just your room.
And I don't
know.
Like I've never, well, my parents have a 1-bedroom, or not 1-bed, a 1-floor house now. But like even when I lived there, like I always felt weird. Like I always felt like it never like stopped, because there was really no real separation.
Yeah.
And I feel like having 2 floors truly like separates like play to sleep. Like I don't know if that makes sense, but like I feel like that is truly a game changer.
Yeah, because like stairs suck. So like you're not gonna be going up and down that bitch all day.
No, but not even that. But I just feel like there's like truly like,
yeah,
like down here is where I watch TV, yeah, and I cook and I do all the things and whatever, and then I go upstairs and it's bedtime.
Yeah,
like I just like a true like separation.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So we should make everybody make enough money to have a multi-level home, and that's all I'm gonna say about it, because I would not be able to have this shit unless I had a roommate, unfortunately.
Yeah,
because I didn't bite when the prices were good.
Well, you know what's even crazy is that earrings.
Because I didn't have any savings, the fuck. No, for real. I'm like, man, I didn't get in on the property when I should have. It's like, you couldn't have, bitch.
there was no option.
You had $400 to your name at that point, like. Apartments is as good as it's gonna get.
Yeah, no, well, even like from the time that you were looking at apartments to the time that now Earrings, I hate calling him that, but mm-hmm. is looking for, like, he's moving into a house with a couple of his friends, and like they're not saving money. Like,
no, like you have a roommate to literally just like be able to get groceries.
Yeah,
you're not saving money.
But the thing is, so they're going from, he has one other roommate where they have a two bedroom apartment right now, and they're going and they're moving into a house with, I think it was supposed to be two other guys and might only be one now, but a whole house in the nations, and like they all have their own room and own bedroom and stuff like that, kind of like how you like are.
And they're probably paying, what, $1,400 a piece?
No, they're literally paying the same amount that him and his one friend are sharing in an apartment complex.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's like, well, we're not, he's like, I'm not saving money. He's like, but I mean, it's like, well, it's a house and like our own spot and like whatever. Like, it's not an apartment mm-hmm. complex anymore. And I was like, there is value to not being in an apartment complex anymore. But
yeah,
I think that's crazy. Because even from the time that you were looking, things were like a little bit cheaper.
Yeah. But honestly, like, we did look in those areas and like we're like, we just can't afford it.
Yeah,
like we could, but it'd be paying the same as what we were paying to live in a fucking mm-hmm. one bedroom apartment, and we couldn't afford really right. to do that.
Right. Like, well, they were looking at another place originally, and it was four of them, and two of the guys, like, their rent wasn't up until the next month.
Mm.
So then him and his roommate like
would have had to like pay
extra. They had to go month to month at their place.
Fuck that.
Which is annoying, so they had to pay double. And now they're moving into a place that they're not saving money. It's a whole thing. Like, yeah. Dude, renting is a joke. But that's partly the reason I was like, I didn't care if I bought a house or not, but I kind of did, because I was like, then I don't have to worry about ever leaving if I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just, and so you're like, easier. What is going to increase my property tax is probably about the only thing that's right. going to really change.
Right.
And that isn't going to be like detrimental to my finances.
Yeah. Not enough yeah. where it's like, I don't yeah. know.
Where it's like, fuck, I got to move.
Right. But
yeah,
I don't know. I think that it's crazy that,
you know, like, it's a crazy rentals. Thing is the, I think just roommates in general is just such a crazy concept at this stage in life, because it's not a romantic partner and it's not a child. It is just, you know, Kyle or Tiffany or whoever. It's like, it's just, I come home from work, I kind of am exhausted from the day, I walk upstairs and whatever, and it's like your roommate's in the same boat, right? Like, they just had like maybe a shit day too.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't even really want to vent. You just want to just sit in silence and just do nothing and stare at the TV or whatever. But it's like, even with the most, like I live with one of my best friends, and I can be completely authentically myself, and she the same. There's still an element of like, well, I don't want to like step on any toes or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So it's like, it's not even like a kid where it's like you come home and like your kid's being annoying. You're like, mommy needs her magic juice. Like, fuck off. Or
yeah.
you tell your husband to deal with it. Or it's like a partner where you're like, leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still have to be like politically correct where it's
yeah.
like, oh, sorry, I've had a bad day. Like, I'm just going to go up to my room and like, da 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 da. Like, like texting them like, sorry for not saying hi, I've just had a shit day. Where it's just like, it's just funny, like, weird things that you do with a roommate. But it's yeah. like, we all have to still have roommates, because like, nobody can fucking, I mean, if you didn't have a roommate, you're just not saving any money,
and you're not even saving any money. I saw a TikTok yeah. today where this guy was like, a girl in New York, and he was like, how much is in your savings account? And she was like, $0.
Yeah.
And he was like,
I just sorry, big yeah. move that I did. I just transferred $100 to my savings. So y'all be happy, because what that means is now I don't have to pay because my balance was so low that I had to pay $5 or $6 a month to keep that shit open.
Oh.
So now I'm out of that threshold.
So that's sick. Sick. She's
now
there.
I can actually make interest.
She's made it.
Like a penny a 7 months.
She made it. Yeah. No, but literally this girl was like, I have $0 in my savings. And the guy was like, what? And she was like,
That's just male privilege right there, though. Also, because men don't buy furniture or buy things for their house or spend, they don't put any money into anything.
Right, which is like neither right or wrong. But she was just like, honestly, like I don't make enough to even think about saving money. Mm-mm. So I'm not going to try saving money because what good does that do to me? Like me saving $25 a month is doing what? Literally nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, honestly, it's so true. And everyone in the comments was like low-key kind of roasting her. But I was like, our economy is not set up for us to save money anyway. So yeah, it's kind of stupid that we don't have a savings account. But at the same time, what does that do for me?
Well, and also we don't have enough money to put into something where it would return anything in
right. Well,
favor.
She was like, me saving $25 a paycheck because that's literally all I could give to it.
Yeah.
Or I get to go have a coffee with a friend and catch up and like
and not want
to
kill myself.
Right. And she's like, so to me that's like more of an investment than saving $25.
Well, that's what like me and my roommate have literally talked about this and like we're saving, I don't know, a couple $100 a month because we live together. Yeah. Which
is
like
crazy.
You
it's nothing
said,
drastic either.
Isn't a lot, but it's enough for us to get gym memberships. Mm-hmm. So now we are going to the gym every single day. It's enough for us to have money to go out to eat on the weekends. So now it's like we're able to go do social things mm-hmm. and like not just sit at home and be like, well, got to make the most out of my rent because I'm paying $2,000 a month mm-hmm. to fucking live here. So I'm going to live here. And it's enough to like do like little fun things. Like literally, like I've been able to like go to the grocery store every week.
Yeah.
Like, and that sounds crazy to
that's
say
a luxury.
Out loud.
No,
but
that's a
like,
luxury.
The fact that I'm like, oh, I can just go run into Kroger and grab like $100 worth of shit and it's not like detrimental to my finances. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not putting in my savings.
Yeah.
Because these things are giving me more joy than I've gotten mm-hmm. in the past 4 years.
Yeah. No, I know. Like that's it's crazy. I feel the same way. And it's so sad because you know, like, if you think about, like, our parents were able to, like...
Oh, my God. I don't... I'm, so like, if my parents knew that I don't have any money really at all in my savings, like, they would kill me.
No, mine too. I mean, I have enough to pay my mortgage for a month. That's it.
Yeah, I don't.
That's all I have.
But
I could not pay
head,
the light bulb.
Like,
I could not eat. Yeah. I could not do anything else, but I could pay my mortgage for
but
a month.
But then in my head, I'm like, but I have my 401k. So, like, if I got in a car wreck or something, like, I guess I have... Like, it would suck because I'd have to pay taxes on it, but, like...
What are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, it's still there if I need it.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. And it's a good chunk of change. So
I know.
I'm like,
it's
whatever.
It's so sad because like our economy just is not set up for us to be successful or thrive unless you already had parents who were just going to kind of be.
I had parents that were fortunate enough. I didn't have to pay anything for school. I don't mm-hmm. have any debts besides things that I've occurred on my own with like whatever. And I still can't save any money.
You know what's
crazy? You know what I mean?
Me going back to school and I had to like reopen up a FAFSA account and see
let's,
how much
let's like talk about that a bit more because I feel like you've definitely like talked on here for like a while about like figuring out what you want to do and like whatever mm-hmm. so I feel like that would be like something that people would want to hear about.
Yeah, so well I don't really know how to start this but basically like okay so before I went to school to even get my undergrad I always wanted to go to school to be a dietitian or something within nutrition, like the nutrition field. And I kind of got talked out of it by every single person in my life at the time because that was just not like the stable route to go. Like and going to school for business was like the stable route to go.
And it's probably just like it's just something that people don't know a lot about.
Right.
Like that industry.
I wouldn't
like
say that it's niche, but it is. Like it's definitely it's a growing field now where like.
It's like when somebody was like, I want to be an interior designer. And they're like, okay, but you're not going to make any money. It's like, but you don't know, like you don't know mm-hmm. anything about that field. So
right.
why
and
would
also,
you know that?
Right. And also like, I understand like in Reading, Pennsylvania is that like the most like
that's
whatever.
Yep. That's the T.
Here, living here, like you could definitely make a lot of money with it. Like
1,000%.
I'm like, let me just go down to Bell Mead and.
Yeah.
Write a little food plan for some really rich white woman who only eats almonds anyway and collect. But
yeah.
Sadly. But I don't know. So I went to school, got my undergrad in marketing and management, which was cool. I enjoyed it. I don't hate it. Mm-hmm. I liked what I learned, but don't know, still wasn't like what I wanted. Then when I moved to Nashville, I started working with a nutritionist to figure out my own gut health. And I got super into nutrition. Like mm-hmm. just way that foods help your body in not even just way of like aesthetic, but just like.
Like the science behind it.
Yeah. And I got really into like how this can cure gut health and cancer and your bone densities and all these different things that I was like, this is so interesting and people need to know. And like, I would probably say Emily definitely could agree that like I talk about it a lot, mm-hmm. like foods and health. And I feel like even on here, I've talked about it a lot yeah. and just like whatever. So even in like my own everyday life, it's something that I truly enjoy.
Well, and you're somebody who has like a decent amount of like food allergies. So mm-hmm. you've always had to be like cognizant of like not just like the caloric thing mm-hmm. behind food, which is like most people, I feel like their basic understanding of nutrition comes from like calories the in, food pyramid yeah. and like that. Yeah. But like you've had to like learn that shit whether you wanted to or not right. because you're like, this has an effect on my body mm-hmm. and this is why. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that also, it's like it helped intensify that interest because whether you liked it or not, like you had to know that shit.
No, for sure. And I just kind of like fell in love with the science of it all and just like for myself and like helping people and like not to call out a lot of my friends, but I actually have a couple friends who have like ED disorders and like mm-hmm. they come and talk to me about it a lot. And not that like I haven't fully helped them or cured them or anything like that, but I definitely think that I've encouraged at least one of them to be better. Mm-hmm. And I think that like a part of that was like, oh, this is cool. That like yeah. I know enough about this on my own and like working with nutrition and a dietitian and a naturopath for a couple years that like I knew enough on how to help somebody
yeah.
without even being that myself. And I thought that was like extremely cool and rewarding and just being able to like be encouraging. Because I know like food is a scary thing for a lot of people and like realistically it shouldn't be, but it's confusing.
And it's like regardless of your relationship with food, you still have to eat to live,
right?
So like it's something that like if you struggle with it, it's never going to go away because like you, it's not like alcohol for me or whatever where it's like I don't need alcohol to live, so I can just stop,
right?
You know, if right. I really wanted to, or like any other type of like
addiction.
Yeah, addiction or disorder, it's like there's a way to kind of remove it from your life. Food's one of those things, it's like you can't,
you need it to be
yeah
to so, sustain life
so like some yeah capacity. To be educated on it mm-hmm. I feel like can be really helpful with that. So
right
because there's just so much misinformation out
right
there.
And it's hard because it's like where do you start and mm-hmm. it's very like overwhelming for sure. But kind of a couple weeks ago I guess with all of this, it always made me want to go back to school for nutrition because that's what I wanted to go to school for originally. And then it just kind of was like always been in the back of my head. And I've talked about it with my mom and my sister so extensively so many times. But like going back to school at an older age mm-hmm. where like you're out of school now and you're not in like the mode of how to write a normal sentence, to be honest with you, like you have corporate talk and then you have texting talk. And
yeah.
But like going back to school and writing at like a master's level is a very different
right
thing
where it's like a person with like a fucking PhD is grading your paper
right and yeah. you're like been out of school for a little bit and just having to like dedicate that time. It's like, so it's been scary. So also as part of it, like I've just kind of been pushing it off for like probably 3 years mm-hmm. and I went to lunch with one of my friends and she was like, yeah, I've been really thinking about going back to school and like whatever. And I was like, crazy, because like I've always had like a little thought in my brain but like never acted on it. I've looked at schools that I could go to or places that I like, you know, programs, all this. And like a part of the 2024 like changes in dietetics is that you now have to have your master's in it in order to practice.
Mm.
So you can't just go get an undergrad and just like pass a test and like whatever. Like
yeah,
you have
can't
to
just
get your master's.
Like a certification or
no,
whatever.
It's like not. I mean, you could be a nutritionist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just a different level of education. So I was like, now with that being in 2024, like that's kind of scary. Like.
Yeah.
Not only am I going back to school, but like having to get my master's in something I've never actually studied, like
in undergrad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was like crazy because I really wanted to go to school to be a dietitian too. And like we started talking about it and I was like, okay, this is crazy. And then she was like, I found this program. I was like, I've been looking at that same program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a program for people who don't have a nutrition background,
mm-hmm.
But can still get their master's in dietetics in 2 years. So anyway, we were like, let's just apply and be silly. Yeah. And like, I literally just applied because I was like, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. And I got accepted and they were like, oh, by the way, you could start class next week. And I was like, yeah. Oh, might as well. And it went from 0 to 100 and I have cried every single day, but I also have like loved it. It's crazy how much like I'm not a science-based learner at all. And I think that's also what deterred me originally.
Right.
But just how much like just like I genuinely enjoy it. And I think I'm like very excited to just like help people. So I don't know. It's kind of been like a weird journey, but yeah, I'm in school right now and at an older age, and I think it's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that I've ever seen this for myself in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think also there's just that, like, I don't know if you felt this way, but I kind of felt this way, like, starting my master's program where it was kind of like a, oh, well, I kind of, like, flopped in, like, what I was, like, trying to do. And so, like, now I'm, like, not that it's like that big of a pivot for like what I did because it was the same type of education, but it was still like, I'm going to change my mind about what I'm doing because like, I don't really know what I want to do and like, this will help me get there. But like, did you feel at all like that was also part of a reason why it took you so long to like go that direction? Because it was like, well, I did the business school, so I feel like I got to do the business job.
Right.
To like, make sure that like it's really not something I really don't want to do.
I don't think I had that thought. I think I was just kind of in like the flow of life. Like I just wasn't thinking for myself essentially. And like I definitely think moving away from family allows you to think for yourself. Yeah. And then honestly doing this podcast and being like, oh shit, like you kind of can do whatever you want. And like it's okay to pivot and it's okay to do things and it's okay to try things that like either you're good or you're bad at and like whatever. And I think that like honestly, starting this with you gave me a lot of like, okay, I can fucking do this if I want to. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I can. And I don't think like going to business school was a failure or anything.
No, because also like at the end of the day, the thing that you're trying to do, it's going to require you to kind of be your own like business.
Right.
Like owner, operator, right. I mean, manager. I can definitely
work. I'll probably have to work in a hospital for like a little bit of time to like get some credibility. But like, honestly, like owning your own practice is like a big way of being a dietitian. So yeah, like so it's like not it,
that all that knowledge is not going to go for naught because like it's still, especially in something that's very like client heavy, like your sales experience too is going to just be like great for that.
And also just and, like even to like bartending and stuff, like the customer service behind it. But truly too, like this past year of like leaving my corporate job and then like serving and bartending and just kind of felt like I was like, okay, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What do I want to do? And then this has always been in the back of my mind, but also I just feel like it's like a good like mix of sitting down doing clerical work, but also like working with patients and moving around, and it's not like super stationary. And like, I just could never, I don't think, have a super, super stationary job.
Right.
Just cause that's, wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. For me, like, I don't know, having to do that in corporate America, it was just realize that that just sucked the soul out of me just sitting. So that was also part of it where I was like, okay, like, yeah, this school's gonna be rigorous, but I think at the end of the day, like your day-to-day life of things that you enjoy doing
are gonna all come together with that.
Yeah So I don't know, I think, I mean, I obviously thought about it for a while, but also just like being like, okay, you're accepted and here you go, it was like, oh shit,
yeah,
like, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And now every single day I'm learning about anatomy and how nutrition affects every part of your body. And it's very interesting, but also extremely overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because who knew it wasn't just cells and tissues and muscles? Yeah. It really is.
I definitely didn't know any of it. Still don't.
No, it's so much. It's so much.
All I know is sugar gives me pimples. That's about the extent of
it. Sugar does a lot.
And that apparently Diet Coke is fucking terrible for you, but I'm gonna never stop drinking it.
I'm gonna never stop
till the day I die.
I'm gonna never
if
stop.
People are smoking vapes and doing fucking drugs every day and drinking liquor like there's no tomorrow, god damn it, I'm gonna drink a Diet Coke.
I'm gonna have a DC. Like, listen, the thing about the thing about this though too is it's like also just being a part of the program and like them kind of just like they start spewing a bunch of stuff at you, of course, 'cause that's just how school is. But they're like, the coolest thing about like nutrition is just that like everything in moderation, legit. So like if you want to have a Diet Coke, go ahead. Because mm-hmm. you're, again, you're not doing X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
So like realistically, that's just how it is. And it's so sad, but like our food is just killing us anyway.
Yeah. And so in our planet's dying and mm-hmm. our clothes are made of plastic. So it's like,
it's so sad. You can only do so much.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, like,
at least I'm moving my body every day.
No, I don't.
And I eat something green at least 7 times a week. Probably not every day, but 7 meals out of my week have something green in it.
That's cute.
I had green grapes today and blackberries and some carrots. That's big for me.
She is the definition of health.
I also had egg rolls for my main meal of the day. 2 egg rolls and a protein coffee.
Cute.
And then grapes and, yeah, it was very, very, very random. But you know what? I still...
But you're trying to get your protein in? I tried to
get my thing. I tried to hit my things. Did I eat enough? Probably not. But did I eat what enough. I liked? Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes, I sure did. I don't know. So, yeah, it's been, my life has been a little 180.
Yeah.
The past month or two.
But you know what? Like, I feel like things like that, when your shit kind of just gets flipped upside down, it's one of those points in your life where it's like, it's either going to make it or break it. Mm-hmm. And it was something that, like, it felt right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, it's an opportunity that presented itself to you in a way that was like, all right, it's now or never. And yeah. So it's one of those things where it's like, if you didn't take that opportunity, you definitely would have regretted it. And you probably would have done it 6 months down the road or whatever. Yeah. So it's just like, it's something that you were going to do regardless.
And I think
it's just started maybe before you fully, like,
I grasped
accepted
it.
Yeah. That it was starting.
No, for sure. But also, I think it's crazy that, like, you know, like the whole quote of like, what's for you won't pass you type of thing. Mm-hmm. And like the fact that, like, from the moment I had the opportunity to, of like my own education being in my hands, it's something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of just, like, I kept letting it pass me until, like, it's like, it's going to happen. If it's something that you're supposed to do, you will do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just think that in life too, if it's something that you've always wanted to do, like, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
especially when the universe or whatever you believe in, or if you're like me, you don't believe in anything, and like shit just happens, when it keeps presenting itself and,
right,
in opportunities. And for you, it was like, you know, meeting that nutritionist or whatever, and then it was having a coworker who has a common interest and is but wanting to do the same mm-hmm. fucking program. It's just like,
it was,
I don't
right
really
time.
Believe in coincidences. And so, like, when shit like that happens, it's like, it's something is meant to happen here.
Right, exactly. So it's kind of just like, all right. And also, it's like 2 years, and like, for not maybe the rest of my life, but you know what I mean? Like, for your life to be something that, like, you want it to be, or like in a field. And it's weird because, like, not the, What's it called? What's sugar to us? I can't think of the word right now.
Sugar?
Yeah, I know, like the girl, the tarot card reader.
I was like, so sweet.
You're like, you said sugar pimples. Trick question. Sugar is our tarot card reader that we go see, but I saw.
I've only seen her once. Not my favorite.
Okay, so Kirsten.
Reading I've ever gotten.
So Kirsten, who was like in our earlier episodes as like a medium and is my one friend from home, she has a tarot card reader that she sees. I think her name is Danielle, back in Pennsylvania. And she,
that's a very like spiritual name, I feel like. Danielle, like she's like kind of witchy. Just gives that vibe.
It's giving.
Shout out to all my Danielles.
I think she had like dark hair, like she looked like a Danielle. Cool. Like it goes. She looked like a witch, Danielle, you know. And so Kirsten was like, you need to go see her, she's probably like the most accurate, cool, like medium tarot card reader I've ever like been I've seen. And I was like, okay. So I did like a Zoom call with her, which I feel like really skeptical about, but what I like has always stuck in my head is that she was like, you'll work with people, she's like, kind of reference it to like our guide on YouTube. And she was like, you know, like you have like something where like you're going to like kind of indirectly help people that have like ED or like other disorders, and like you're like helping them, but not necessarily like in a way where you're actively like holding their hand. And she was like, and I feel like that's just like where you're gonna thrive most. And to me, like, I was like, oh, of course, like the guide, like we help people,
yeah.
And like blah 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 blah. And like I kind of have been thinking about that recently, like that's interesting, because like, well, dietitian, like you do help people obviously directly, but like I can't force you to eat.
Yeah,
like I legally could not force you to like eat.
Yeah,
I can just give you like recommendations and things that you could do and like how to be better, but right. like I can't make you do it. And I was like, okay, maybe that's like kind of what she was mm-hmm. like referencing more. But to me at the time, I was like, oh, the guide, like we're yeah. for sure, that's what we do,
yeah,
kind of thing. But I don't know, I always think like when things like, I don't know, tarot card readers kind of come into play, not that they're always accurate, but
yeah, because I swear sometimes they just be saying shit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that does apply to something that happened to me in sixth grade, maybe.
Well, like, and I think it's cool to think like in the moment too, you're like, oh, this is this and this is that and this is whatever. But like then when it starts, like life starts to play out, you're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This could have been that, I guess, like that reference or right. whatever. So I don't know. I just feel like it's something that's always been a path that I was supposed to take.
Yeah.
And we're taking it. So I guess don't be, I guess the lesson for everybody listening is like, don't be afraid to just like pivot and start over and try something new or follow a passion of yours.
Yeah.
So
totally.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's like things that maybe you thought were what you always wanted to do or what was for you. Like sometimes it just doesn't really like work out, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, that I feel like everybody can relate to that, whether that's like their job or a relationship or whatever. It's just like sometimes like it doesn't really matter how hard you like try to tell yourself that like that's what you want to do or whatever. Like if it's not doing what it should do, like don't force it.
No.
And like it doesn't have to be something that like your job that you do right now or your relationship that you're in right now can be fulfilling right now, but if it's not in like 2 years or 4 years, like it's okay to be like, I need you to try something
yeah
else.
Well, exactly. And like I think it's crazy like to look back at the past year, honestly, of just like the way things kind of have played out and being like having the courage to like essentially get away from the job that just like wasn't fulfilling me, and like honestly leaning on this because this fulfilled me, like this gave me like creative outlet and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And then going and getting a serving job that has at this point amounted to more than I ever anticipated, but we'll get to that in life. But just now also having like a schedule that is different, where like I can still make money mm-hmm. and go to school and not have to like stress, I guess, about money. It does take a lot of my fucking time, I'll tell you that. But I would have the ability to like pull back.
Yeah.
And I am, in order to like go to school, but still be able to have money and it not be like 9-to-5 job and be like, well, how am I going to have a 9-to-5 job and go to school? And then when I start clinicals and I work at a hospital and I have to be there at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, but I also have to go to work because I still have to pay my bills. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just like life really does set you up for success if you allow it.
Yeah.
And something that Kirsten, that I just kind of referenced, is like that how we've been talking about recently, is just like kind of allowing life to just happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you start doing that, it's like crazy how different your life is and how much, how good your life can be.
Yeah.
Like, because when you start forcing stuff and it's not for you, and like you're kind of what you're referencing to, just like that job, that relationship, that whatever, and it just feels like wrong the whole time, and it feels
but
like kind
in
of,
your head you're like, but it's supposed to be right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then when you kind of start living for like you and your truth, you're like, oh, this is how good mm-hmm. it should feel, or like, oh, this is like what a healthy relationship feels like, or oh, like,
yeah,
you don't have to be in a toxic work environment for
you to
make money and survive.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, there's sometimes I think as humans we just try to force things a lot. And
well, and also I think a lot of it is this, like, because I feel like for me, and I don't know if you can relate to this, but like a lot of the things that I haven't like done that I've like wanted to do, it's because it's not that I'm like afraid I'm not gonna be good at it or afraid I'll be bad at it, but it's like, I don't wanna do like the additional work required to get it started.
Mm.
Where it's like, I know once I'm in it, it's fine, but like that first like hump is just like, oh God.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
like
the
dread that you feel like getting started. And I feel like that is like the hardest part to like get over.
Well, yeah, because I would say too, even for like the fear of starting school, is like not having, like, literally all of my time outside of work right now is dedicated to learning about the body.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like, it's the same thing. Like, all that extra work and all the extra time to get to the end goal.
Yeah.
Is gonna be a lot. And like, you kind of have to go through that process though.
Yeah.
But yeah, to start it, I think, is the most scary thing. It's almost like going to the gym every day. Like,
yeah, totally.
Half the time you don't want to go to the gym, but like, once you're there, you're fine.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
unless that you forget your headphones, and then you're fucked.
And then you're listening to the gym music. Oh god.
Yeah. And let me just tell you one thing about the gym music. It's never good. It's too loud when you have headphones on, mm-hmm. and it's not loud enough when you don't. So it's just overall very, very weird vibes, and it's just never good music. And okay, so don't ever forget your headphones.
Emily goes to the same gym that I do. I did the other day, and I drove right back home and got them. But I also live a little bit closer than you.
There was a girl when me and my roommate were there the other day, and she didn't have her headphones on the whole time. My roommate she told me afterwards, because I had gone to the different area. Mm-hmm. She told me afterwards, she was like, I just felt bad because like I was like making noises, like because I was like. Like, yeah. struggling, and all I could think about is like how she's just hearing everything.
I wear like the big headphones over same. My ear, noise canceling. It's a party for me, and like I don't want to hear anything. And like if I've ever had to just wear my AirPods, I'm like, oh, like having to hear all the noises mm-hmm. around is crazy. But no, that gym too, like either their music is like super corny, like teeny bop, whatever, or it's like sexual. Have you ever been? Like I've been in there where they're playing like Barbie type music, and like the one morning they had like Lil Huddy on, and I was like, what is happening?
Oh, weird.
And then I've been there like maybe it's like the time of day that they're playing mm-hmm. stuff, because I've also been in there where they had like R&B Caviar on or some bullshit, and let me tell you, it got real sexual in there, and I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, not at the gym.
Yeah, no, at the gym
I go in the morning with all the old people, so they're playing like J-Lo, but not old good J-Lo, like new J-Lo, and like people I've never even heard of. And also the only music that they play is music that has music videos, so it's never like true. Good music. It's always just like the one song on this person's new album that like had the potential to like have artistry to it. So it's always weird. Yeah, fucking weird. Music. And then it's like Pitbull and Meg the Stallion, but never the explicit version or whatever. It's just bad. It's like you go and it's just like the hot 100s of music that you never wanted to listen to.
See, it was interesting. No, the reason I was like the other day I was there and it was like closer to nighttime. I think I went like 8 p.m. and they were playing like Brent Faiyaz. And I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, see, I've never been after 2:30.
And I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
What? Love the song.
Yeah.
But like at the gym is crazy.
I want to make love. Make love to you. That's one of my favorite Brent Faiyaz songs.
And I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go.
I guess.
I'm going to go do the squat right now.
Yeah. And listen to fucking Future. Like, whatever.
It was wild. I don't know.
Yesterday when I was at the gym, I was listening to NSYNC, as nobody's surprised. And I found myself like not realizing that I was like dancing. And when I caught a side glimpse of myself, I gave myself the ick way faster than I think I've ever gotten one from a man. And I was in a men's double XL Naruto shirt, leggings, socks like mid-calf, like way too tall. They were way too fucking, I looked like I was going to play soccer, but my shin guards hadn't been put on yet. My stupid fucking shoes. I'm trying to grow my bangs out because I'm so tired of dealing with them. So I wear a hat every time to the gym. I looked like a 12-year-old, like, dressed themselves for the first time. And I'm, like, doing the most just stupid fucking dance move. And I saw myself out of the corner of my eye, and I literally was like, I can't come back here ever. And then after that, I finished up what I was doing, and I just like got on the treadmill, started running, because I was like
I need redemption.
I need to run away from whatever that just was. And I wasn't even doing anything that like was hard or what. And I think that's why I was vibing so much, because I had so much energy.
Yeah,
I was just doing like back and buys, which is my favorite day.
Yeah,
like, I fucking love
that little gym high.
Oh my god. And I don't know what I was doing, but I was listening to Why yeah yeah yippee yeah yay yippee yeah yo yippee yeah yay, and I think I did like a little like ooh ooh, and I was like, why did I just do that
in the middle of the gym?
Yeah, Well, I was in the girls only section.
Well,
and there was only like three other people in there, and they were all just in their own world. So I don't think anybody really saw it, but I'm sure that they kind of saw it. And were like,
the problem with that room is that there's mirrors on both sides. Yeah.
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 They caught me at every angle. Mm. And I said, yippee-yay, yippee-yay. Like, scratch my head, turn around, touch my toes. Like, what the fuck did I just do?
And I'm gonna walk back into this locker room and walk out.
TikTok couple where that one guy was like, or when the girl was like, This is what me and my husband do whenever he's getting a love surge, and he just grabs me and like shakes me, and like I was having like a moment like the love surge guy, and like I couldn't control myself, and I just started lassoing in the air and like doing the Gangnam style legs, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? It's seven in the morning. And then this girl came in, and oh my God, I gaslit myself to think that I had BO, like crazy BO. It was not me.
We've talked about this on here so many times. Gym BO is the fucking worst. Also, I know that you probably don't see them because at the time of the day that I go to the gym is different than yours. Yeah. But there's like a group of people that go in there and they just like pretend play gym. And yeah, the one dude is like the ringleader of it, and they smell.
Ew.
Yeah.
My thing is like there's a difference between like sweaty smell and like bacterial, like vaginosis. You don't use a wash rag, and you definitely don't use antibacterial soap. Like your shit is just getting, I don't know, you rinsing it maybe.
Like the amount of times a day I take a shower is probably like does the opposite effect, but like I can't help it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
I'm not trying to be like the queen of clean or the clean police or whatever, because like, trust me, like,
I don't have my moments.
Yeah, but like at the end of the day, I don't know how you can't smell yourself.
Like I can't say never, that's crazy to say, but even like after work, like I'm immediately showering, whether I'm going to the gym, whether I'm going to just sit down and relax, whether I'm going to whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm showering after I work. Like even if you have a desk job, I just feel like you just have like a must on you.
You get a greasy, like, and the thing I've found that sitting at a desk all day creates this layer of grease on your face like nothing else does. And I don't know if it's the blue light of it all. I don't know if it's the fact that like you're just not moving and you're hyper focused and you don't drink enough water. You're just
smelling your own breath the whole time.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. You are greasy. Mm-hmm. And especially like if you like me, like I have bangs, like my bangs by like right now, they are like individual striped pieces of grease chunk, and I washed them this morning.
Yeah,
like I wash my bangs every morning, because if not it just look greasy crazy. But yeah, no, like at the very least you should just take a, like my mom calls them spit baths, but it's like you hop in the shower, you just put your hair in a hair tie,
we call them like beach showers.
Yeah, like a quick body shower,
or like a quick little like rinse, grab off the wash rag. Yeah. Wipe yourself down in the areas that are needed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of, if you can't, don't have time to get into the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah, no, I probably shower at least 2 times a day. Minimum. Mm. Minimum 2 times a day.
I shower if I go to the gym in the morning, which I have been doing every morning. I shower after that. And then I'll like do like a rinse off before bed. But well, I'm not like using body wash in that one. I'm just kind of doing what you said. Like I use like a washcloth and like the Dial bar soap underneath my pits and like my crevices,
right? Like I, and also because like face. To me, like I don't want to go into my bed dirty, and like that's something that I used to do as like, you know, not an adult, but like I used to just go to bed and not care, and now I'm like, why would I get into bed and not be clean? Because when you sleep so much better, and two, like why would you not want your sheets to be like clean? Like I don't know.
Yeah, also like I was a shower or a night shower my whole life. So even when I work out in the morning and I shower, I can't wind down for the night unless I rinse off.
See, when I was in school, like in high school, when I reference that, is like I was a morning shower because it woke me up because it was too early. So like I would just like wake up by being in the shower. But
I was not, because I wasn't a morning person until I became an adult. So I would wake up 5 minutes before I had to leave.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a morning and night shower. I do both.
Yeah.
I just like it.
Also, I'm so sweaty. Today, actually, I stain treated all of my white t-shirts because I have permanent like gray stains in my armpits from my deodorant. I think a lot of it is because switching to that men's deodorant, it has a lot more like residual than like a women's deodorant. I don't know if maybe it's because I used a gel deodorant like my whole life, but like I never had that issue before where it would like stain your clothes. Mm-hmm. but since using that men's deodorant, which I'm not going to not use it because it's awesome, but it literally has stained all of my white t-shirts because also I like am just a sweaty person. Like I sweat all day long. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what I'm, I could be sitting in a cold room and I'm still sweating. Mm-hmm. Like it just happens. And so today I stain treated all my white shirts because I pulled one out of my closet today. I was like, ew. It was like gray, like a yeah. and not a light dingy gray.
From like the wash. And
it
everything.
Was a dark gray, mm-hmm. and that it was a freshly clean. Like I washed it the night before, and I was like, "Ew, what the fuck?" So I attempted that. It didn't. It kind of worked, but not really.
I've been actually thinking about that. The other day, I actually separated my whites to my darks and washed them, which I never fucking do. I've what? Always been I've always been an everything at once type bitch.
Has your shit never gotten colored? Like
yeah, sometimes, but like honestly, if I'm doing it, I don't care about the article that much. Like, but I was thinking the other day, I was like, I feel like I need to like do it all white and just like throw some bleach in there and just like let it have my whites be white again.
Yeah,
because they're not like they're not off white, but like yeah, they probably could be whiter. But yeah. I've never been a separate type person.
See, I have because the first load of laundry I did my freshman year of college in my dorm room. It's like my first load outside of my house in a washer. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. They always fuck up your clothes.
Yeah. I did my first load. I pulled it out. Pink. Everything was pink. Like it was like a movie. Like I literally felt like I was in that one episode of, was it Friends or some shit where that happens. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. Like whatever. Mm. And so since that moment, I've always separated my clothes because literally the one time I didn't do it, everything got dyed. And I honestly think it was from whoever shit was in there before me.
Yeah, probably.
And I because I don't even think I had anything red in there or pink in there.
Yeah, I just kind of throw it all in there and hope for the best. And I also just learned that I've been drying all my clothing on high heat, which is why my pants have been shrinking. And
it will melt your shit too.
Yeah,
I did that with a fucking comforter. I bought a brand new comforter for my guest room. And I had not even, it was out of the box and I put it directly in the wash. I washed it and then I put it in the dryer and I had it just on the setting that I always use, mm-hmm. which is like the highest setting. I pulled it out and apparently the shit was made of polyester, which if you don't know is a synthetic, which means it's fucking plastic. And it had created hard balls inside in the fluffy layer was rock solid, like chunks of plastic. And they created like spears and were poking through like fucking sharp ass knives. So I had to throw it away and buy a new one. But yeah, don't ever dry anything at full heat because and it will discolor it as well as shrink it. So mm-hmm. like it can like give like burn stains basically.
Yeah, I just realized that because I got yelled at the other day because I was trying to be a good girlfriend and wash someone's clothing because he left it here. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, my sweatshirt shrunk.
Yeah.
And I was like, it didn't shrink. You wear an extra large. It didn't shrink that much. And he was like, and it didn't really, but like it was like not as loose.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So then he was like showing me how to use my own dryer.
Yeah.
That I've had for 3 years. And I was like, oh. And then I started washing my or drying everything on a different setting and everything's coming out perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But for 3 years I've had massive problems.
Yeah. I with our new my last dryer was terrible because it was at an apartment and I think the
just like where it was
the unit
to.
Itself just wasn't strong at all. So like I'd have to put shit dry like 3 or 4 times to just get it through on the highest setting. This one, it's like I use the middle setting or I just use the air to dry it because it's too hot. Yeah. But yeah. There's your laundry advice.
Yeah. So becoming an adult is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I feel like that's all we got this episode.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening to another episode of Society 97. My name is Comrade K. You can find me at Comrade K on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
And my name is Emily. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Starnzy. You can follow the podcast on Instagram. We are at society97.pod where you can tell us all the adult shit you've done recently.
Yeah, if you're thinking about going to go back to school, hit us up.
Yeah. And we're also on TikTok
and we have our YouTube channel society97, which right now we're taking a break from Tuesday videos, which cat's out of the bag, I'm in school, that's the reason. And we are doing the video version of the podcast every single Friday over there, so if you'd like to see our beautiful faces, go over there, like, subscribe, turn on post notifications, and we'll see you guys next week. Okay, bye.